that, so we also relicensed. And we do detailed specifications, papers, generators, data sets, and all sorts of frameworks to make our benchmarks be easy to implement. The benchmarks are easy to implement, but they are not easy to get audited. We have TPC-grade benchmark audits, which means that we have certified auditors. And if you're a vendor, you have to talk to an auditor. It's usually something like 30 to 50,000 euros. It's a multi-week process. The auditor will talk to the vendor. They will compile the specification sheets. And then they will, of course, rerun the benchmark and write a full disclosure report out of it. This is kind of a painful process, but vendors go through it because this is kind of the gold standard in the graph database space. And we have been doing audits for 5 years, published 50 results, and never had to retract any of the results. The most issues I could find was a few typos in old full disclosure reports. And as you can see, we have grown quite well in the last 5 years. So we have more and more members, lots of user community meetings, benchmarks, results, and so on. So what are the challenges in the graph database space? Well, there is a big decline. I don't think that needs to be denied. The hype cycle has moved over to AI technologies, and I think there is a huge amount of confusion. I'm trying to help the confusion here a bit by setting these categories. But when vendors go out saying, we are a graph database, you don't need joins, and we will replace all relational systems, I don't think that does anything anyone any good. I don't think anyone is seriously saying anymore that graph databases will replace relational systems. There are many niche use cases, and there are vendors who are basically tied to one or two of their customers. They over-optimize for that, and that ends up in this very fragmented space with dozens of query languages. You can see the effect of that. So between 2013 and 2022, there was a 13-fold increase in the DB Engine's ranking for graph databases. But since the summer of 2022, it has been a decline. So we are now back to basically two-thirds of the peak, and the decline doesn't look very good. If you have heard about GraphRag, the vendors have heard about this. This is the life belt that they are trying to cling on to. This is something that the vendors think is going to help them, and indeed, it produces a lot of attention, and it's a nice graph use case. Okay, to sum up, graph databases have syntax sugar and optimizations for joins. If you have 10 joins in your query and for some reason it doesn't work well in a relational system, you should try a graph database, but then based on the problem, you may want the MongoDB, the Postgres, or the Teradata of your database. And licensing is difficult. Check the licenses before using the software and check the performance results. Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
Thanks. Hello. Thank you. Hey. Yes, I'm going to hand over to Daniel, and then I'll be with you.
If you can do all questions outside or somewhere different, that's okay.
All right.
No, not here, outside.
Yeah. I do want to watch the next talk, though, because Daniel was my student, so...
Okay.
Brilliant.
Thank you very much.
Would you
speak to a data
hub
if you graph database?
I don't think so. It doesn't think about the...
Can we take all the questions outside, please? I need to get the next speaker up and running. Now, do you want to use the... Yeah, okay. So you've got a Mac, have you? So we've got...
HDMI here.
Okay. Normally what we found is the HDMI didn't work, but this one does. So okay. Do you want to try that?
Yeah, sure.
All right, see if that...
How's it going? Just want to say hi.
Yeah, if we can move... Yeah, get stickers and move outside for questions, please. That'd be great. Here's your... Sorry. No, I need to take this thing off. It's horrible.
Which one are they?
Shall I snap it on here?
Yes, please.
Yeah, because it might be easier my next. Hold that.
I can hold
that. So, right, let's see if that works. Okay, that should be a bit close. Sorry, it's really hard, actually.
Yeah.
You know what? I've just broken, I think.
I don't quite know what's happened here. I have no idea what this is going. Okay, not sure what's going on. Hang on. I think what it is it's that goes down like this. Mm-hmm. And then okay, that's it.
And then I just flip this.
Exactly. So then that goes in like that. Like that. And then I can right. Let's try that again.
Okay. It should be on correctly. So unfortunately the audio is not great in this room. So
I've done a bad job here. I think I've messed something up here. Okay, let's try again. Let's try putting it in here. Okay, that should hopefully be okay.
So just project as loud as you can.
Yeah, I'll try.
Actually, you know what? I think it's not going to work.
Let's try.
I'll fix this one. So yes, yeah, so you were on the previous talk, so you know what the situation is with the audio. Really sorry about that, but
yeah, I have some overlapping, not overlapping slides, but at least the topic is overlapping with Gabor a bit. But I hope it should be good.
No, you know it was interesting to see that the interest in Graph actually is really growing. You know, I'm not sure how much of that is because of Graph Rag and, you know, the kind of thing.
Yeah.
Maybe it's something there. I don't know. I just do not know how this works. I think I've got another one there. So,